Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord and worship the Lord. Worship the Lord tonight. Come on, all across this tabernacle. Let's take time and worship God right now. Just right where you're at, take time and worship God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we want you to move in this place. God, we want you to move in this place. Lord, we want you to move, God, in this place. Oh, God, we want you to move in this place, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to move in this place, Lord. We want you to move in this place tonight, God. We want you to move in this place tonight, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Don't you love Him tonight? I sense... I can't tell you what I sense. I sense just something is about ready to spontaneous happen around here. I sense something that is about ready to just take over. And it's not anything but the Holy Ghost. And I want nothing but the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? If you have your Bible while you're standing, turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 127, verse 1. I don't know how long we'll preach. I really don't know when God will just decide to move. He probably have already decided and could have. And just don't know why we didn't let him. And I don't know, preachers can understand what I'm trying to say right now. Sometimes you wonder, was I really meant to preach? And or could this thing just have happened? But evidently, let's read the word tonight. Psalms 127, verse 1. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Hallelujah. Lord, we come tonight. We've committed this service into your hands. I ask you now, God, to anoint and help me to expound upon the Holy Scriptures. I stand here in great need of your anointing, great need of a divine unction. The word that you've laid in my spirit, allow me to be able to convey it and communicate it to your people tonight. Rest their attention. Speak individually to each one here tonight, as only you can. Meet every need, O God, in this place. For there is an atmosphere of the miraculous here tonight. And I know, God, that you're going to do and have already done some things in the midst of us tonight. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. For we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. And the church said, before you sit down, shake three hands and tell somebody, I think I'll shout tonight. Then tell them, then if you don't like it, one of us got to move. I feel like shouting. And if you don't like it, I guess one of us must move. And so let's make that agreement now. Whoever is going to move. Praise God. I'd like to minister on the word except. Or the word exceptional. I asked Adam today, and I'm grateful he gave me this big dictionary, to look up the word. Because I thought I understood it, but I thought maybe I would not totally contemplate what was. The psalmist says here, except the Lord. Everybody say that with me. Except the Lord. The word except means that it, and now you need something else to step in. We would use it like this. I can do this, except I don't have the ability. Or I could teach that class, but except I have not the knowledge. There are a lot of things that I'm limited in. And when someone asks me, I say to them, I could do that, except. And when I say the word except, that means I'm limited. Amen. Look at your neighbor and tell him you're limited. You live in an earthen vessel, and you're limited to structures and times and things, and that earthly tabernacle of yours sometimes doesn't cooperate like it ought to, and you feel like shouting, but the arthritis has somehow set in, and you're having a hard time getting over Arthur and trying to shout at the same time. Can you say amen? So the word accept means that I've come to where I can come to, and now something higher than I, something more powerful than I, something greater than I, something with more ability than I, something with more wisdom than I, must carry on from here. Oh, you don't hear me tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've come to a lot of accept times in my life when I needed God and I needed something miraculous. Can you say amen? So when the psalmist says, accept the Lord, what he's saying is, if the Lord don't move on this, we're in trouble. We've come to our limit. We've built as high as we can. And if we go beyond this now, amen, bless God, and God don't help us, we're in deep trouble, is what he's saying here. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? See, the Lord does exceptional things. And the word exceptional means out of the ordinary. It means extraordinary. It means not running in the same course. It's changed somehow. That's what exceptional means. My God is exceptional tonight. I don't deserve some God or any God, but I serve an exceptional God tonight. He's a God of the out of the ordinary. He's a God of the supernatural. He's a God of all might and power, and a God of miracles, and a God of miraculous things. He's a God that'll change the course. He's a God that'll turn things around. He's a God of the extraordinary. Hallelujah. I'm not settling for the ordinary when I serve a God of the extraordinary. I'm not settling for the status quo when I serve a God greater than the status quo. I'm not settling for something mundane or mediocre when I serve a God beyond mediocrity. Hallelujah. I feel like God wants to tell you tonight that something exceptional is about ready to happen in this tabernacle tonight. Hallelujah. Ain't no man can do it. Ain't no man can heal you. Ain't no man can baptize you in the Holy Ghost. No man can save you. Nobody but God can do what needs to be done in this tabernacle tonight. And you need to say, accept the Lord. Somebody shout, accept the Lord. Look at your neighbor and tell him, accept the Lord. Except the Lord bless you. Except the Lord touch you. Except the Lord feel you. Except the Lord does. You ain't going to get anything. You'll come in the same and leave the same. Except the Lord step on in and do something for you. Can you say amen? You've done what you could. You've come. You've done everything now. But you're limited. And God is unlimited. Have you ever thought of it? The great God of heaven, amen, stepped down in a world of limitations. the God of the heavens and the earth, a God where there is no limitations in heaven, was born of a virgin and stepped down and walked among men and became subject to things that he made. I thought of this the other day. I wonder what had happened to Jesus when he first felt tiredness come on him. Father, what is this? For we don't get tired in heaven. We neither sleep nor slumber in heaven. And I've suddenly lost my strength. And I feel like I need to take an afternoon power nap somehow here. In the back of a ship at that. I'll go on back here and take a little nap, boys, while you're rowing here. He was come down. The unlimited one came down and became limited in some means. Walked in this vessel of clay and stepped down in. Hallelujah. He became hungry. What is this hunger, God? We don't eat in heaven. I've never been hungry before. But suddenly, I feel hunger. And he said, we've got to eat. What is this crying and these emotions that I feel at the tomb of Lazarus? For I'm God, the Son of the living God. And I don't know what these human emotions are all about. In a sense, for the Bible said, God is a spirit and God is eternal. But God stepped down and loved you so much that he sent his Son into the world that he made and made him subject to limitations and things that you feel, so that the Bible could say he was touched by our infirmities and understands our weaknesses. And you say, amen. What's time, God? When there is no time in heaven. What's night, Lord? When there is no night in heaven. But he loved you and I enough that he stepped down from heaven into a limited structure situation. Now listen to me tonight. Are you all listening? God moves in limitations because he understands your limitations. Amen. It's not that you ascend on up. It's that God descends on down to your limitation and steps into your limited world. Yes, he does. But I want to preach tonight on the exception. For there are times when God steps out of the structure. There are times when God steps out of the limitations. And there are times when God says, all right, this is enough. A miracle is needed here. And the only way is for me to step out of these limitations and do something exceptional here. Come on now. I thought of the exceptional things God did in the Bible. Things out of the ordinary. Things supernatural. Things that were unlimited. And let me give you just a few. Hallelujah. Joshua's fighting a battle and the sun is going down. And he understands the dilemma, amen, that he's in. And suddenly faith arises in his heart and the gift of faith is there. And he commands the sun to stand still. And God, who set it all in order and runs it in order and doesn't do it out of order very few times, decided to do the exceptional. I don't know if they had a heavenly board meeting or not, but I believe that the Father looked at the Son and the Son looked at the Father and the Holy Ghost said, we got to do something here. Hallelujah. You hear my servant? He's talking to the Son. He's talking to the Son. He's telling that Son to stand still. And in order for me to answer that prayer, I've got to stop the whole universe. You're not hearing me tonight. You come to church with a little headache and say to God, could you heal my headache? When you've got a God that can stop universe. Whoa. In order to answer his prayer, there's all kinds of complications here. Hallelujah. But Holy Ghost, you think he can do it? The Holy Ghost said, yes, we can. You make the rules, you can stretch the rule. And so let's make an exception here. So God spoke out and said, son. And the son said, yes, master. Haman, stop. You know what happened when the sun stopped, the moon stopped, and the stars stopped, and everything stopped. God pushed the heavenly emergency brake. Stop time. Because in order to stop the sun, the moon, and the stars, you stop time, you stop everything. And so really, oh, don't fall out with me and think I'm preaching false doctrine. But really, all of a sudden, Joshua stepped into heavenly time and got a taste of what heaven's like. And God stopped everything and said, let's run on eternity right now. Let's run on eternity right now. Everlasting to everlasting. The Alpha, the Omega. The beginning and the end. No beginning with me, no end. The Ancient of All Day. Let's put on the brake. And let's stop what I made. Hallelujah. And let's move, let the servant move in eternity time. That's the kind of God I serve. He does exceptional things. Not just normal, mundane things. Oh, he moves in the daily things for me. But then now and then, he steps out of the limits and out of the boundaries and says to me, would you like to see a miracle? Would you like to experience the supernatural? Would you like to feel heaven? Would you like just to get a glimpse of what it'd be like? And then all of a sudden, heaven comes down. That's what happens when the anointing comes on you. It's eternity. The anointing is eternal. And you're walking in eternal things when you're walking in the anointing. That's why your sickness lifts from you. That's why you jump around and, whoa, whoa, ha, ha, ha. And when the anointing lifts, that pain's back. Because you step out of temporal limitations, and the anointing makes you step out of unlimited territory. I don't have my glasses on, so I can't tell what you're looking at me like. It's all right. Huh? Understand what I'm saying? I don't think they'll work for me. How about the Red Sea? Not ordinary to walk on dry ground and have pillars of water standing up. You think that's an ordinary? Go down this creek down here and try it today. I challenge you, go down and try it. God will not do it for you. You know why I can guarantee you God will not do it for you? Because that's not so deep you probably could wade it. And there is no eternal heavenly purpose for you splitting the creek in the back, whatever it's called. Which I don't know what it's called anyhow. So sometimes you try to pull God, amen, into things that God says, there ain't no way I'm doing that. Because my power is too priceless and my integrity is spotless. And you ain't about to prostitute me and pull me into something and cheapen my reputation with your little whatever you want. But when you need a supernatural miracle and you've done everything that you can and you've come to the place like the psalmist and you have to say, accept, then that's when God says, now I can step in. You've done all you can, now I'll do the rest. Hallelujah. I love it when I get to that place, when I hear God say, you've done what you can, now except I step in, there'll be nothing done here. So I hear God say, step back and watch your God do the exceptional. Watch me do the out of ordinary. Watch me lift you up into the extraordinary. Let me let me do something for you that'll cause you to be astounded. When's been the last time you stood there and said, wow. As the teenagers say, I caught on to it, but I'm too old and it sounds too phony for me to say it. But they'll say, wow, this is a God thing. You know, some of our young people say, wow, this is a God thing. You know, for me to say that, it's too phony, too old. They say, shut up, you know, you're too old. That's not yours, that's our slogan. Whatever you used to say back when the dinosaurs roamed, Josiah said, you say that, Dad. Huh? Amen. I don't remember what I used to say because I can't remember that far back. Praise God. What I used to say. What did you say, Dad, when you were young? I can't remember. I'm getting older. Praise God. Huh? Come on now. Let's look at an exceptional thing, amen, that God does. Amen, a few things in the Bible. How about 5 loaves and 2 fishes? Do you think it is an exceptional thing to feed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fishes? The limitation is all we've got is 5 loaves, 2 fishes. The unlimitations is sit them down. We'll feed them in hell. Now notice the principle. God didn't make the fish and God didn't make the bread. God said, go find what you can, and I know you're limited in what you've got. But when you find it and bring it, then I'll stretch it and we'll go into the unlimited territory. Can you say amen? I feel like tonight that we are stretching into unlimited territory right in this tabernacle. I feel like God is saying, I'm going to do something exceptional here. Oh, raise your hand and say, Lord, do it tonight. 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 Our God specializes in exceptional things. Can you say amen? He's a God that's not ruled by time, a God that's not ruled by limitations. He's not ruled by the things that, amen, limit us. Let me give you an illustration. How about the Bible in John 11 where he came to the tomb of Lazarus? 4 days late, Lazarus stinks by now, and by time he is limited. The body is decaying. And death has taken the body, and to the natural, the limitations have started, and the course has started. The course that God started, anyhow, praise God. Death comes, decay comes, time is moving on. 4 days, it looks like he's late. But see, the Lord can step out of time and go into a timeless time. And so when he got there, he wasn't late, because God's never late. God's always on time. You may not think he's on time, but God don't rule by your time. God rules by eternity. And when God gets there, he's on time. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Look at somebody and tell them, when God gets there, he'll be on time. When God gets there, it'll get done. When God gets there, hallelujah, there's a miracle and something happened. And you don't need it till God gets there. You thought you needed it 4 days ago. God said, I'm not ruled by time. Mary was trapped in her limitations. Hear the words of Martha. When Martha says to Jesus, if you'd only been here, if you'd only been here, if you'd only been here. She's limited by the Lord having to be there. And she's limited by believing only for a healing. And she's limited herself by only believing that the Master could heal him. Pastor Eastman, if you'd only been here, you could have laid your hands on him. And he could have been healed. But the Lord said, I'm going to take you a little higher, Martha, and I'm going to show you something that's exceptional and out of the ordinary. Hallelujah. He doesn't say to Martha, I know I'm late. The bus wouldn't come. Got caught in traffic. Bunch of donkey traffic jam down below there. 40 donkey pile up on Route 40 going to Jericho. Man didn't turn his blinker on, and the donkey didn't put his tail on the left, and they thought he's going right, and they all ran into one. I'm sorry. Sorry, Martha. Sorry. If I'd have been here, we wouldn't have had a funeral. If I'd have been here, he wouldn't be in the tomb. If I'd have been, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Martha. I'm sorry. But see, the Master knew I'm not limited here. Praise God. Even though he stepped in a limited world, and even though he was in a limited body, hallelujah, and he took on the form of flesh, hallelujah, he understood that when the Father showed him something, he didn't do just anything when he wanted to do everything. He said, I do what the Father showed me. So he understood that the plan of God was not a healing, but the plan of God was a resurrection. Can you say amen? Sometimes you want it now, but if you get it now, you only get a temporary healing. But if you get it later, you'll get a resurrection. What would you rather have? Now or God's best? Hallelujah. Somebody said, well, God hasn't arrived. Or God is late. Or God didn't hear my prayer. That's a lie from the pit of hell. God's never rejected his children. He's never turned a deaf ear to your prayer. It's not that God didn't hear you. It's just that God is moving in his time and in his world, and his world is unlimited. Hallelujah. And you need to understand and allow him to bring you a little higher. Listen to the words of the Master. He doesn't say, I'm sorry, I'm limited, I can't do it. He cries out, I am the resurrection. I am right now. I am the resurrection. I am the power. I am the glory. I am, I am, I am, I am. I'm a present right on time, God. Martha, if you believe, you'll see the glory of the Lord. We're living too low. Our expectancy is very low. No wonder our God, the world thinks our God's a bore. He's a bore. That man's going for my hanky, I guess. Thank you. They say, well, our God's a bore. You know why? Thank you. I can't wipe my own. Praise God. I was at a meeting one time. There was a bishop preaching. They were wiping his own sweat. Four guys. I was watching more of them wiping the sweat than hearing the preaching. How many deacons does it take to wipe the sweat off a bishop? I found out, four. Four. Hallelujah. I am. Everybody say, I am. See, we serve him like I was. Or he used to be. Some of you in here tonight, you wouldn't admit it, but you act like your gods are used to be. Because the way you talk, for the days. I wonder what God thinks about that joke. I think God says, I am. I'm now. I did it then, but I can do it now. You keeping me in the past. For the days. What kind of days? You want God to translate you back or what? You want a time machine and go backwards or what? God says, I understand that I'm now. He's the same yesterday, the same what? Today, and he'll be the same what? He's got everything covered. He's the God of the past, the God of the present, and he's the God of the future. Can you say amen? Matter of fact, he hasn't aged. He hasn't got hurried. He hasn't got weak. He hasn't got decrepit. He hasn't got old. He's the same as he's always been. He's eternal. So don't act like he's old. And don't make him like he used to be. Oh, I wish God used to do it. Oh, I wish God would do what he used to do. What you're saying there is that God has somehow, amen, lost his power. And that God isn't doing what he used to do. But that's a lie. You're thinking wrong, and your attitude is wrong. And I don't mind telling you that. Your attitude's stinks. And a matter of fact, your attitude don't help the church. It's hurt the church. It's caused the church to live in the past and the church to go backwards rather than forward. Can you say amen? I know there's a devil today, and I know we live in a different age than we used to, Brother Coleman. But my God is still the same today as He was then, because if He wasn't, He's not God, but He's God, and He's God, and He always will be God. Oh, for the days when He healed cancer. Well, let me give you a newsflash. If you've just arrived, He still heals cancer today. Oh, for the day when He saved people. Let me give you a newsflash. 3 weeks ago, He saved a Catholic man, 72 years old, in his living room, kneeling down and saying, "My God, I need God. Catholic faith has not got me. I need the God of heaven." God can save him still today. Oh, for the day when He used to baptize in the Holy Ghost. Well, just a few days ago, I heard someone get the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? So that tells me this much. It's not that God's not doing it. We've got the mindset that we've limited God. We live in a limited world, and we've somehow brought the limitations on God. We've somehow brought God into our structure and won't allow Him to get out of our structure. Can you say amen? Hey, that's not the idea. He came down not to get in our structure, to keep us in the structure. He came down to show us the way and to die for us and resurrect and give us the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Can you say amen? And so if anybody ought to live in the exceptional, it ought to be a child of the living God. Can you say amen? My life's boring. Yeah. That's because you're boring, but God's not boring. God's putting up with you. If you don't straighten up, God's going to give you the left foot out. So you won't stay on over there. And there's going to be young ones rise up that'll take the limit off of God. And God will begin to move and work like He used to, because He's not a used to. He's been waiting to move all the time. He's waiting to move. He's hovering over this tabernacle tonight. He's waiting to move. He's waiting on you to say, "Okay, Lord, I guess they lay in the tomb 4 days. I guess we sealed the stone. Amen. But if you want to do it, you can do it." Can you say amen? We sealed the stone, and that's our limitation. We wept and cried and sealed the stone. And before you put Martha and Mary down, you'd have done the same thing if you were there. You'd have never let your brother lay there and decay. You'd have given him a proper burial. You'd have put him in a tomb. You'd have sealed the tomb, which was the custom of the day. They were only living in the limitations of their life. Can you say amen? But it's amazing how God can take an ordinary life, an ordinary day, and step into it, Brother Coleman, and do an extraordinary thing. An exceptional thing. Hallelujah. While we're weeping by the tomb, and the devil is consoling us and telling us, "Yes, it's dead. Yes, it's gone. Yes, God don't love you. Yes, God's not moving." And we're weeping and crying. The Lord's coming up the road. And the Lord says, "If you'll believe me, this isn't a funeral. This is a celebration." Hallelujah. You'll see the glory of the Lord. Someone wave your hand to the Lord. The limited Christ in Himself knelt and wept. He knelt and wept. But when He stood up, the unlimited one stepped out. The limited Christ fell asleep on the boat, but the unlimited one told the waves to be still and the wind to cease. You're not hearing me. The limited one said, "Go find what you can." And then the unlimited one said, "We're going to bless it and lift it to heaven. And the Father's going to multiply this thing." Hallelujah. Can you say amen? We say it like it's a parrot kind of poly thing. The impossible. All things are possible. Amen. God can do the impossible. But do you believe that tonight? I said, do you believe that God is unlimited? Do you believe that God can do the impossible? How many in here believe that God can do the exceptional? He can change the course. He can change the ordinary to extraordinary. I believe. I've seen it in my own life. You've seen it in your own life. When God stepped in and did a miracle, and you knew it was God, and you had to say like the psalmist, except the Lord, except the Lord. Hallelujah. And you rejoiced and said, the Lord came on the scene, and look what the Lord has done. When they said to me, your mother's brain dead, they said, you pull the plug. I said, doctor, I can't do that. I'm not the giver of life, nor can I take it away. He said, you know what? You need to pull the plug and not let your mother live in a vegetated state. I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Doctor, but I'm going to hang up right now on you, and I'm going to a higher physician, and I'm getting a second opinion on this. And he said, well, I am the only specialist in this hospital and in this region. Amen. And he said, I know no one else more experienced than me. And I said to him, I know somebody by the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, my healer. And I'm going to him. I'm going to him. I'm going to him. Hallelujah. When I knelt down in that Catholic chapel, the priest, I didn't know he was there, but he was behind the confessional booth. Amen. I thought I was by myself. And I cried out, Lord, except you heal my mama, God, they're going to, they say she's brain dead. But Lord, you are the last one with the last say. And I'm asking you, God, to do the unordinary and give my mama a miracle. Will you do the supernatural? Oh, my. After 2 hours of prayer, I felt God's presence, and I felt the Lord say, everything going to be all right. I went in the hospital room. Hallelujah. After I scared the priest half to death, he ran out and slammed the door. Hallelujah. Praise God. I walked in there and said to my mama, mama, they say your brain dead. But I prayed, and God sent me, everything going to be all right. And I feel like God's given you a miracle, mama. And if you could do something right now to show me, amen, that you're all right, then do something. My mama wigged her toe and wigged her finger, her amen, a little bit. And I said, mama, do it again. And she did it again. I said, mama, do it again. And she did it again. I ran out of there and I said to the nurse, you come here. And when the nurse came in there, I said, mama, show them what you're doing. And mama did it. And the nurse ran out. My God, she ran down through the hall. Someone called Dr. So-and-so. Amen, bless God. That doctor apologize and apologize, and I said to him, finally, I ain't suing you, so just be quiet. I'm not suing you. You made a mistake. You're limited. You're a human being. But somebody supernatural and somebody mightier than you came on the scene. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. I'm talking about exceptional things. Hey, 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 both my parents are living today because God brought them back. When they wheeled my dad down the hallway, and I seen him, and I ran after him and said, what are you doing? Your dad's very sick. Amen. He's not going to survive. Door shut on me. I had to go to prayer, Brother Coleman. Except the Lord. Except the Lord. God healed my dad. He's still living today. Hallelujah. Just down to see him the other day, sitting with him and talking to him. I said, Dad, isn't it great to be alive? Praise God. He shook his head. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking about an exceptional God. You can say things. You have things. All of us got things in here where we can testify and be here all night. Hallelujah. I'm saying when God stepped in the midst and did the extraordinary and the supernatural. Brother Coleman, I'm sick and tired of the Pentecostal way today. They're acting so putrid and so kind of puny. Amen, bless God. It's nauseating to my stomach. Amen, bless God. They don't preach miracles. They don't believe for signs and wonders. They don't lay hands on the sick. They've limited God. And you know what God will do? He'll move in their little structure. And God will say, if this is all you want, then I guess I'll move in just what you have. But God says, if
if you can step out, hallelujah, and take the limit off, and believe me, I can show you something, hallelujah, somebody praise Him. Stand to your feet and raise your hands and praise Him. Come on, raise your hands and praise Him. Raise your hands and praise Him. You don't got to look in the yellow pages for a specialist, for God can do anything you need Him to do. My pastor has an Amish fellow working for him. He says, can you do this? I can do that. Can you lay semen? I can do that. He can do about anything. My pastor's fallen in love with that man. And he said, that man can do anything I ask him to do. But see, that man has limitations. If you went to that man and said, can you heal the blind? He'd have to say no. Can you heal the deaf? He'd have to say no. Can you raise the dead? He'd have to say no. Amen. Can you save my mama? No. Can you do this? No. See, he's limited. He's limited. Hallelujah. But my God can do anything and everything. There ain't a thing my God can't do. There ain't a thing my God hasn't done and can't do it again. And if He did it once, He can do it a million times. I don't have to look for the yellow. Well, I wonder if I look in the yellow pair, who can deliver my child? Hallelujah. And not too long ago, we had a young girl call the office. And she said, I was looking for somebody. Amen, bless God. She said, some church to pray for me. She said, I'm bound with a cocaine addiction. She said, I called the Chamber of Commerce. Amen, in Ligonier Valley. And I asked them, is there any church in the area that prays for deliverance and binds devils? And the lady kind of just real silent on the end for a while and stammered and stuttered and said, really, I'm thinking, I'm looking. She said, I'm looking down through the yellow pages. Well, you ain't going to find it there. Hallelujah. Amen. She said, I'm looking at the churches in the area. Hallelujah. Suddenly someone hollered out, you know what, that one on 30 there, I heard the kind of holy roller up there. They got a preacher up there. He sweats, snorts, and spit. And I heard that he's radical. And he believes the whole Bible. She said, I called and wondered if you still believe in the Bible. I said, we believe in casting out devils. I said, here, come on over here. Hallelujah. She come in that office. God set her free. Her mama cried and said, hallelujah. I've got a changed daughter. I've got a daughter that is changed. My God, special. I said, hallelujah. You don't got to work Him up. You don't got to advertise for Him. God is the same. He'll always be the same. Can you say amen? Come on, raise your hand to the Lord. Let's believe God tonight for supernatural things to happen in this tabernacle. God spoke to me and said, yeah, last night even, that tonight was going to be a healing miracle night. I believe you've come tonight sick in body. You've come tonight weary. You've come tonight and you can identify with what I've preached. For you are saying like the psalmist, except the Lord heal my marriage, my marriage is on the rocks. Except the Lord heal my relationship with my son, I'm going to lose him to the world. Except the Lord touch my body, the diagnosis from the doctor is not too good. Except the Lord touch me tonight, I may leave this tabernacle empty and dry. I'm here to tell you tonight, there are many needs represented in this tabernacle tonight, but God can meet every need that's represented in this tabernacle tonight if we take the limit off of Him. I feel God stretching. I feel God stretching in this place. I feel God saying, I'm about ready to do the exceptional. When you leave this camp meeting and they ask you, what kind of camp meeting did you have? Why don't you tell them, we had an exceptional one. We had an exceptional one. Oh, did the preacher preach and sweat and more? Whoa. No. God stretched. Things happened. Woo! When the apostles preached, He confirmed the word, working with them, and exceptional things happened. Huh? Yeah. Peter and John looked at the man at the gate, and they said to that man at the beautiful gate, they walked by many days, but this is the day when God exceptionally did something extraordinary. And said, Peter, look on him. And Peter said, look on me. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. And then all of a sudden, something supernatural happened. Only signs and wonders we see half the time, so we wonder if anybody's going to show. And the bathroom signs and the parking lot sign. Huh? We need to get back. Look at your neighbor and tell him we need to get back. We need to get back to where the extraordinary is ordinary in Pentecost. We need to get back to where the supernatural is natural in Pentecost. We need to get back to where those that are trying to tell us it's not natural, amen, praise God, we outnumber them, praise God. And those wet blankets can leave, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Can you say amen? We ought to get to the place where the gifts are not, accept, are not amen, amen, bless God, just once in a while, but ordinary, happening all the time. Can you say amen? Raise your hand to the Lord and say, Lord, tonight, 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 tonight.